B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A man has been caught urinating on the grave of his ex-wife, whom he divorced 48 years ago by the woman's horrified children.
Oh, my God.
In shocking footage. Captured by a hidden camera set up by family members, a man can be seen pulling up in his SUV only to get out while leaving the engine running to walk over to her gravesite. The man can be seen unzipping his pants in order to relieve himself, completely unaware that his every move is being caught on film. Shockingly, he brought his current spouse with him to defile the memorial.
Watch this.
The footage was posted to Facebook by Michael Murphy, whose mother, Linda Louise Torello, lies 6 feet under the gravesite being urinated upon. She died of cancer in 2017. She was 66 years old. They decided to stake out the cemetery after bags of poop were repeatedly left on Torello's grave and were stunned to see their mom's former spouse roll up 5 mornings in a row.
5 mornings in a row to piss on the grave.
Yeah. It's unclear what prompted the man to indulge in the behavior, although he previously told his daughter, Murphy's half-sister, that he regretted ever having her.
God.
So he sounds like a lovely guy.
I was just getting nostalgic.
So he had written, "This is breaking my heart.
I should piss on you."
A man from Bergen County, New Jersey, has been leaving bags of poop and pissing on my mother's tombstone almost every morning like a normal routine, assisted by his wife. We have weeks and months of evidence. It's been reported to police and news outlets. No one in my family has had contact with him since 1976.
This is insane.
Or so. And how he found my mother's gravesite, we are not sure. But this stems back to a problem almost 50 years ago. Pray for us and thank you. And please share this. Torello died in 2017, like I said. And it's possible her ex-husband may have been peeing on the grave for 5 years. She's buried in a cemetery at Tappan Reformed Church in Orangetown, New York. At first, Murphy noticed a bag containing feces, but thought that it had been left there by mistake, perhaps by a dog walker. Then he noticed the same thing the next time he visited the site.
Dear God.
Police were called, and the children got permission from the manager of the cemetery to place a camera next to the grave in order to catch the perpetrator. And upon checking the footage, they were shocked to find that it was a man who had briefly been married to Torello during the 1970s.
Furthermore, what the hell happened?
It appears the man would drive to the cemetery every morning at dawn to urinate on Torello's grave while his current wife looked on. Murphy said the video and pictures that he and his sister recorded indicated that the man drove to the cemetery almost every morning at 6:15 a.m. specifically to pee on the grave.
What the hell?
And here's what this guy said. The son said, "I promised my wife and kids that I wouldn't hurt him, but I'm afraid to confront him because I wouldn't be able to control myself if I got that close to him.
Wow.
He did this to my mother's grave for months, maybe years. Every cop I speak to said, you're a better man than me, because I would have killed him."
God.
The man has not reached out to the perpetrator personally, but did post a message on social media that he apparently saw, which stated, "A storm is coming."
So
the police said there's nothing they could do because there were no specific threats of physical violence.
So one can only assume that his marriage to this woman ended poorly, correct?
We can only assume that. Yeah. So how messed up is that?
To be that committed.
Yeah.
To do it every morning.
Yep. All right. I have some other interesting stories.
It's a really hard one to top.
Well, in a freak accident, a woman fell over 20 feet from a roof in India and was impaled on a steel rod.
Oh, my God.
It gets more intense. It had happened when the woman named Khatija was being attacked by a band of monkeys.
Oh, geez.
The old monkey attack.
As she desperately tried to fight them off, she lost her balance and fell onto a bar-lined boundary wall.
Hey, hey!
The 20-year-old victim. Hey, hey! Hey,
it's the monkeys!
Here we come.
The 20-year-old victim was horribly injured after the rod went straight through her stomach and out her back. Wow. Listen to this. The woman wasn't found for about an hour.
Oh, my God. So she stuck around. Ha ha!
Finally, family members discovered her and tried to free her. They rushed her to the hospital with a steel rod still jammed through her abdomen.
Oh, man.
Khatija underwent an emergency surgery, and amazingly, doctors were successful. They removed the bar from her belly, and she is in stable condition.
You think something that obtrusive would literally kill you instantly?
Yeah, not instantly, no. Yeah. And it must have, wherever it was jammed in there, kept her from bleeding to death.
Vagina.
However, it wasn't in her vagina. is her abdomen.
He's not a doctor.
However, her recovery will be long and difficult due to the severity of the injuries she sustained. Wild monkey attacks are not completely uncommon in India. Another incident in July that we reported on, wild monkeys took a human baby from his father and threw it from a rooftop, and that baby was killed. That was a horrible, horrible story.
It's insanity. It is literally the beginning of the Planet of the Apes over there in India.
All right, how about this one? A 63-year-old worker died in the public bathroom of a South Carolina department store, but her body was not discovered for 4 days.
Man.
Bessie Durham, a janitor at Belk's at Columbiana Center, was found dead Monday in a bathroom stall. Her cleaning cart was outside the restroom.
So the guy waiting outside for 4 days finally had enough.
She was last seen Thursday at work, and her body was found shortly after her family filed a missing persons report. The coroner's office said that there are no signs that someone killed Durham or that she was using drugs. An autopsy is planned to determine her cause of death. The store was open regularly over those 4 days.
And no one used the bathroom.
And police are investigating to see if anyone was negligent. It probably, you know, her cart was out front, so they
thought she was in the bathroom. Yes.
Somebody was in there, a maintenance worker.
Right.
But you would think that the staff
might
notice someone was missing or that cart was sitting there for 4 days and never moved.
Must have been taco night at Sheila's house.
All right, one last story. And I have... These stories are all...
These are home runs.
Over the top as far as bizarre file goes.
Woman's not worthy of all this wonderful
A woman has been hospitalized after her daughter's dog accidentally defecated on her face while she was asleep.
Oh, my God.
What? That was no accident.
Amanda Gummo spent 3 days in the hospital after Belle, a chihuahua, had a little accident on her face, including in her mouth, causing her to become violently ill and require medical treatment.
Honestly, when your life has descended to the point where your chihuahua is crapping in your mouth, it's time for a change.
Ms. Gummo from Bristol, England, said that she was cuddling the dog while taking an afternoon nap when it became ill and had violent diarrhea. I mean, it shot out of the dog's ass while she was asleep.
God. He was probably trying to wake her.
And some of it went in her mouth.
And she spent 3 days in the hospital?
Yeah, Belle has since been forgiven for her mishap, but with Ms. Gamano declaring that she will definitely be more mindful of what position we sleep in the future. But following the incident, she ran to the bathroom to be sick, but was later taken to the hospital after falling ill with a gastrointestinal infection that had been passed on from Belle. She said it was disgusting, and I was hurling violently for hours. I just couldn't get the taste out of my mouth.
It probably tasted like crap.
Belle was taken to the vet, where she was put on antibiotics due to a nasty stomach bug. And later that day, Ms. Gummo started showing similar symptoms to that of Belle. They called 911, dispatched an ambulance to her home. They prescribed her painkillers for her stomach cramps, and they instructed her to drink lots of water to flush out any potential infection. After her visit, her symptoms became progressively worse, and 48 hours later, the cramps had spread all over her body. They took her to the hospital. They immediately put her on a drip, and they diagnosed her with a gastrointestinal infection that had been passed through Belle's feces into her mouth.
Wow. First, you would go to WebMD and say, is it safe to eat dog diarrhea?
She was kept under observation for 3 days while they rehydrated her with the electrolytes and glucose that she had lost. She also suffers from Crohn's disease. And she said, from the moment I got ill to when I was put on the drip, I couldn't eat a thing.
Preston, I had cancer surgery and I spent one night in the hospital.
Yeah.
She ate dog diarrhea and had to be in there for 3 days.
That's insane, dude.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
A father of two has left top doctors scratching their heads after his skin turned dark gray.
Yeah.
He's a Caucasian man. Tyler Monk was prescribed an antidepressant last year after consulting a doctor for his mental health. The treatment failed to help his mental health, but it did change the color of his skin.
And now he feels great.
Which has stumped the medical industry. Tyler was given, it's called fluoxetine.
Right.
A type of antidepressant known as a selective serotonin reputake inhibitor, an SSRI, that is commonly prescribed to treat depression.
Side effects may include your skin turning gray.
He started taking the drug in May of 2021, but within a week, Tyler's wife, Emily, had noticed that his skin color was changing. Tyler, who's a pest control field inspector, stopped the medication after only a few weeks as it wasn't helping his mental health, but his skin continued to darken. His ears.
Something's wrong.
All right, open your mouth. Say ah. Okay.
I heard something's wrong.
So his ears started to change color first, before it rapidly spread to his neck and his face.
I'd be terrified.
It then spread to his arms and hands. Tyler also experienced other symptoms, such as extremely red, irritated eyes and skin. His skin is now very sensitive to the sun, and it feels like he has been burned. He admits to being in denial at first, but after speaking to two of his coworkers, Tyler accepted he was actually turning gray.
Tyler's okay.
Yeah, Tyler, you look great.
We got a. We're going to lunch. We'll talk to you later.
Can I come with?
No. We'll pick something up.
No,
for
no,
you.
We only have enough for us.
They have takeout.
Did you get me something?
Nah, we're quitting.
I don't know. What do you want? What do you want us to pick up for you?
I like some pudding.
Some pudding?
That's for lunch?
Yeah. Just buzz my phone when you leave.
Oh, my God. I don't like this
it's
guy
awful.
Anymore.
I hate him.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah, Tyler, we'll be here when we leave.
It was this. I thought you guys said I was going with you.
It's so bad.
Oh, we forgot.
Oh, we gotta go. Sorry, Tyler.
Oh, that's just horrible, man.
I was watching it from the window. I was yelling, but no one turned around.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
This isn't okay.
This poor guy.
Hey, it's his coworkers that are being mean.
Yeah.
You still on for racquetball?
Oh, no. I pulled my Achilles tendon.
Can't do it.
Racquetball.
This poor guy.
So he visited several specialists near the couple's home in Kinder, Louisiana, since the discoloration, but they have all been stumped.
Yeah, but that's comforting.
They ruled out any serious diseases, poisonings, and autoimmune conditions, but they still...
Also, I'm just turning gray and I explode in the sun, but nothing serious.
They still can't tell him what's causing the problems. What... It says here, and I kid you not, it says here, but they still can't tell the monks what is causing the problems. Where did monks enter into this story? Okay.
We have no idea. The monks?
That's what it said. Casey, look
right
here.
Is that their last name?
Yeah.
But they still can't. No, it's not even capitalized. His last name. Yeah, it is. Tyler Monk. Okay.
Oh,
okay. All right, there you go.
Okay.
Never mind.
All right.
It wasn't capitalized.
Nailed it.
So Tyler's dermatologist has now referred him to an appointment of a team of 8 skin specialists, which is an exciting breakthrough in a seemingly unsolvable case. Are these monks singing?
Yeah.
They have put together a GoFundMe page to try and
find. Terrible.
It is terrible.
An elusive skin problem like that. I hope it's reversible.
Yeah, they don't know.
And the initial cause for the medication was depression.
Yeah, yeah. All right, here's a story. I think we have some audio to accompany this. This is from yesterday, Casey. Passengers on a Dallas-bound American Airlines flight had to listen to bizarre sounds over the intercom.
Oh, yeah.
Traveler Emerson Collins recorded the incident and described the noise as somewhere between an orgasm and vomiting.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So this is the actual sounds that they were hearing, and somebody was filming. Here we go.
Coming over the intercom of the airplane.
All right, so then a flight attendant, we have this audio, addressed the strange sounds in the video, and here's what they said.
Ladies and gentlemen, we realize there is an extremely irritating sound coming over the public announcements. The flight deck is trying to troubleshoot, trying to turn it off, so please be patient with us. We know this is a very odd anomaly, and none of us are enjoying it, so we do appreciate your attention just for a few.
somebody had to have had somehow or another hacked into it.
A transmitter of some sort.
Yeah.
It's weird because usually when they're using those things, it's a hardwired microphone.
Yeah,
closed system. So it'd be amazing to be able to hack into it with like a Bluetooth transmitter. How would you do that?
I have no idea. Commenters have various theories saying perhaps a passenger was having bathroom troubles. No.
No.
While others believe the intercom system was somehow hacked by a prankster.
Yeah,
so
that seems what... Yeah.
I don't really know. Yeah. All right. And then that's it. We got to wrap it up there. No. Oh, man.
No. Oh, man. Right,
that's all we have time for. Sorry, guys.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File Podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And thanks for listening.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.